1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After Donald Trump was convicted Thursday on all counts in his hush money trial, ABC News pollsters were busy on Friday and Saturday and reported on Sunday.
Half the country thinks it was the verdict was right, and almost half thinks he should drop out. Tells you something about the political damage or the potential damage that Trump faces. Most Republicans are backing Trump, but it was striking to me in this poll to see about 1 in 6, 16% of Republicans say that this verdict was correct and say he should drop out. Those are big, big numbers.
ABC News political director Rick Klein, trying to keep the price of crude oil high to finance its war in Ukraine, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and the OPEC cartel voted to extend existing production cuts into next year. No one in custody in Akron, Ohio, in the wake of a shooting at a large outdoor party. One person was killed, 24 wounded and injured. Houston area Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee announced Sunday night she has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. This is ABC News. Live Nation confirmed a massive data breach by a criminal threat actor that tried to sell customer details of more than half a billion people on the dark web.
It doesn't appear that passwords were compromised, but if you have a Ticketmaster account, experts recommend changing your password as a precaution, using two-factor authentication, and never share your personal or financial information with online solicitors.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Around Seattle, they call him the Beltdown Hellcat. His name is Miles Hudson, and he's accused of racing his souped-up Dodge Charger through downtown Seattle in the middle of the night.
I actually woke up in the middle of the night thinking it was gunshots until I realized, it's, Miles Hudson and his Charger.
Resident Chris Allen, the city of Seattle is suing Hudson, say he owes over $80,000 in traffic and noise tickets. In April, a municipal judge ordered him to stop driving. We see how that worked out. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Time you could do no wrong when everything was perfect to me. You gave your heart and I held on, kept it under lock and key. You took aim and dropped the gun, couldn't stop the bleed. Talk about what it is we want, what we needed to try. One day I woke up and now it's done. Still don't know why.
Still hear you and it's
not what I wanted. I didn't play my just let go. When you've been haunted, moving on, all it leaves you ghosts. to think I don't feel anything. Then my brain takes over, 'cause the ties to my heart and wires kickstart electricity flows like blood, and it's running through my rusty veins. I know it's corroding, but I can't feel it stay. I'm not alright. The end.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. coming and the man can't hold her.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, kicking off Max Inc. Sunday night with a double dip of new music from The Handsome Stranger. That song is called Pusher, Exit Interview before that. Both of those songs are from their debut album called A Mix of Sun and Clouds. They're out of Appleton, Wisconsin, a three-piece featuring Ian Gilmore on vocals and guitar, Andy McNair on bass, and Aaron Vandermas on drums. Check them out, Handsome Stranger, from Appleton. Happy Sunday evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Sunday Night. I am Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in across the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up this hour, we've got music from Alex White and Friends. We'll do some Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers, and the latest from Jonathan Millionaire. Plus, I have all the details about the next Max Inc. concert series that's happening at the Gamma Ray Bar on June 14th. Next hour, we're going to check in with Terry Barr and hear Barr Notes at 8 o'clock. It's the debut of the Indie Rock 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal out of Ontario, Canada. At 9 is the encore performance of Live in the Lair from last night with Brian Bethke. It was fantastic. And at 10 o'clock is Max Inc. Heavy. M. Shell has a conversation with Milwaukee's very own Buster Daisy. But first, let's kick off this Sunday night with some music from Lady Bird and End of the World. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Only heartbroken. grown and he misses the days when loving someone was so easy. Tired eyes in the dashboard's glow, puts it in to drive and starts for home.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.